This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces are trying to press their offensive deeper into eastern Ukraine after taking control of a key stronghold, Lysychansk. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
На Слов'янському напрямку підрозділи противника штурмовими діями.
The spokesman of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Alexander Stupan, says enemy forces are currently focusing their efforts on pushing further into the Donetsk region, intensifying shelling of key Ukrainian strongholds, Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. Shupin adds, Russia has reinforced its weaponry by bringing additional ammunition from Crimea. The Ukrainian military has confirmed its forces have withdrawn from the last bulwark of Ukrainian resistance in the Luhansk province. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International politicians led by the European Union gathered in Switzerland Monday for the Ukraine Recovery Conference and pledged to do what they can to help Ukraine to rebuild following its war with Russia. Attendees of the conference in the lakeside town of Lugano included European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and British Foreign Minister Liz Truss. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke via video message to the conference about the needs of the country that now faces widespread devastation. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal, who attended the conference in person, told the conferees Ukraine's three-stage recovery plan needs $750 billion. He believes that cost, he said, should come from the confiscated assets, Russia and Russian oligarchs. This is VOA News.